a very sad occasion. 2 days ago, we lost our longtime colleague and friend, KSFR News Director Dan Garrity, who collapsed and died of an apparent heart attack while he was getting ready to come in and do the morning newscast. He was 59 years old, although I believe he would have told you that he was 54 years old. And we've gathered here in the studio today to bring you the voices of some of the people who knew Dan over many years and in the many areas in which he was active, especially theater as well as radio. And joining us right now by phone is Santa Fe City Councilor and Mayor Pro Tem Rebecca Wurzburger. Welcome, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you, Mary Charlotte. And thank you so much for the opportunity of joining you this morning in honoring Dan.
It's our pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for representing not only yourself and your friendship with Dan, but the city of Santa Fe.
Thank you. I'd like to start, you know, as Mayor Pro Tem, and express on behalf of the mayor who is out of the city and our city council our collective recognition of the tremendous contribution that Dan made to our community through his work at KSFR. I know that to all of us, Dan was first and foremost a consummate professional. He focused not on sound bites and not on the negative story, but setting a context for a positive discussion of issues of concern to everyone in the community. And he did it in such a wonderful way that enlightened us as a community as opposed to dividing us. And that, I think, from the council perspective, we want to honor. I know that we don't have the opportunity on radio to do what we do at council, which we will do at our next meeting in December, and that is to reach out to the community for a moment of silence to honor this great man.
Well, people, as they're driving to work or as they're listening today, can find a moment of silence inside of themselves. You, Rebecca, were also friends with Dan, yes?
Well, I was, and I still am. And so I'd like to just make a brief comment about what he meant to me. And I want to start by saying that what I most admired was Dan's ability to make those of us who are not naturally experienced or appreciative of being interviewed to feel as though we were actually great communicators with important stories to tell and important ideas. And that meant a lot to me because, you know, I come from academia and I come from running a business, and I haven't spent a lot of life in the public sector doing interviews. Even though I've been on the council 12 years, I tend to do my work behind the scenes. And he always made me feel so comfortable. And again, as though I had a story that was worth telling, and he helped me tell in a way that I think made a difference in the community.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
I have a few words I've thought of. I just have a
Please.
Couple of more sentences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm very upset about this. I haven't talked about my sadness, but I'm going to, if when I think of two words for him, because I was thinking of this last night, it's truthfulness and empowerment. I'm going to miss his intelligence, his kindness, the fact of his being one of the few remaining gentlemen in the world. But we will all miss his absolutely beautiful and empowering voice. And I want to thank you for letting me share my thoughts and my sadness, as well as my my joy in having had the opportunity of knowing him.
City Councilor and Mayor Pro Tem Rebecca Wurzburger, thank you so much for joining us by phone.
Thank you.
And here we have in the studio wonderful group of people, Debriana Mancini, who is an actor and former KSFR news reporter. Janet Davidson is a theater and film director. Elena Zachary is an actor and producer. Scott Harrison, actor and director. Ron Bloomberg, comedy writer. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You.
Now, who would like to start with your memories of Dan Garrity? Elena.
I'm going to leap in because of my memories, which are about 6 years in length. My fondest was a beautiful interface between KSFR and the Santa Fe Playhouse. You were involved, Debriana was involved, Ron Bloomberg was involved. There was a benefit on the stage of the Santa Fe Playhouse
right.
to honor and to raise money for KSFR, and I was invited to participate. It was an astonishing evening. Dan, with my permission, made me the foil and the butt of much of his interface with the audience that night. We had a fake bingo game. Bill Dupuy was absolutely involved up to his ears. And we did tap breaks. We literally did time step tap breaks during the evening leading up to this false bingo. Dan made me the butt of his jokes, I think mentioning something like I was in every production at the Santa Fe Playhouse, which seemed to be prophetic for a while, but also making me the butt of interfacing with Mayor Koss at that point. You were there, Debriana, you performed. Yeah. It was an astonishing evening. David Geist accompanied Ron Bloomberg. Do you remember you wrote an episode of The Real Housewives of
Santa Fe.
There you go. It was a night not to be forgotten.
Yes.
And that's a huge memory for me, as well as Dan inviting me as an actor to make my home in the Santa Fe Playhouse, which I happily have done. And some of Dan's legacy is what I call the famous lozenge speech. When you're at the Santa Fe Playhouse 5 minutes before the production, people are laughing in acknowledgement that Dan talks about, it is time now to unwrap your lozenges. And in a production I did some years back where I was on stage during that, I unwrapped noisily many mints and threw them at the audience. And so what, with great fondness, will we ever have Dan doing the famous lozenge speech at 5 minutes to curtain at the Santa Fe Playhouse?
We have actually on hold right now by telephone, former just retired news director Bill Dupuy. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Now, you just got back from a trip and are joining us by phone. I'm not sure if you've even arrived back in Santa Fe yet, but I'm so sorry for your loss, as it's everybody's great loss. You worked with Dan Garrity for so many years.
Well, it was a shocking piece of news. Yes, Ellen and I were halfway around the world in Dubai when she opened up her email at 4 o'clock yesterday or the day before. I don't even recall when it was. And heard the news. Sad, sad news. We were just terribly shocked. Dan was such a good friend. First off, as Rebecca Wurzberger said, a consummate professional. He had an overabundance of personal integrity, which is so important in our news business. He always knew the facts, and when he didn't know the facts, he would research them before he ever said anything about them. But most of all, I think I remember Dan as just a good friend. You know, it's hard to be with someone, the first person you see in the morning at 6 a.m. every day for 7 years, and we never had a harsh word. We got about our work, we joked, we laughed, we had a good time, and just a marvelous, marvelous person.
Bill Dupuy, you not only trained him to be a newsman, but he succeeded you as news director, which is a beautiful legacy for you to have left and cut short far too early.
I'm so glad he got to have the title, because he performed much of the duty for many years and was able to have the job for a couple of months. And I'm so glad that he took the job when I retired, because he was able to hold the news department together and make it even better. And it was my joy to work with him, and what a sad loss. You know, we had some great times. Dan was a very inventive person, as everyone who has been in the theater knows. He was marvelous on stage. He was marvelous on microphone. And together, we invented some very interesting things. We created a commemorative song for the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe from KSFR, a tribute to Santa Fe, and we played it on the air every hour for 6 months or so. He invented a Farolito bag with a 400th anniversary logo on it, quite a nice thing for Santa Fe during the 400th anniversary, and so many, many different things that he was able to do for KSFR and for the community. A marvelous guy.
Bill Dupuy is former news director, retired news director of KSFR, and he and Dan, two of the most memorable voices over the airwaves. Thank you so much, Bill, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. We're, as I say, just returning from South India and halfway between Santa Fe and Albuquerque right now. It's marvelous to be with you and with everyone else at KSFR on this very sad occasion. But, you know, we have to remember Dan as the person he was, congenial, lighthearted, a good, round human being. We'll miss him sorely.
Very much so. Ron Bloomberg is here, and I see you have something that you've written about, Dan.
Yeah, I wrote a few thoughts, Dan. Some people out there might not know, but first of all, Dan was a very accomplished actor. He won multiple Los Angeles Drama Critics Awards and L.A. Weekly Awards for his many stage appearances. He worked in movies, appeared on Broadway, and in regional theaters around the United States. But it was his TV credits that many people aren't aware of. He had guest appearances on The West Wing and Cheers, Knots Landing, Head of the Class, and many more. Dan had show business in his DNA. But the best thing about Dan, he was great to be with, high energy, smart, funny. He told the best anecdotes of the theater. Barbara Hatch and I were at the station a while ago, and he related a story about Martha Raye that had us on the floor. The one about Tallulah Bankhead, I can't even repeat here.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No. You know, the theater community in Santa Fe is devastated by his passing, and everyone I talk to says the same thing. I can't believe it. Over the years, Dan was in a few plays of mine, and no matter what the role, was always top rate. And Dan and his partner, Tom, were always wonderful hosts at their home. A few days ago, I received a call from Dan to be on a panel at KSFR about JFK and that terrible day in Dallas. What's so ironic is today, Friday, instead of discussing JFK and kind of a memorial to him, we're all here for a memorial for Dan.
It is very weird that today is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK, and now we're here doing this memorial.
Yeah, and he was preparing, you know, he had thought about this and got it together, and how ironic, huh?
One of Dan's friends and colleagues from Los Angeles, named Rebecca Gilchrist, called in yesterday, and here's what she had to say about Dan Garrity.
Hello, everybody in Santa Fe who love Dan Garrity. My name's Rebecca Gilchrist, and I just want you to know how much everybody here in the Los Angeles theatrical community loved him as well. What a talented man he was. Did you know that he sang with the voice of an angel? I met Dan in the early 1980s, workshopping an ill-fated musical, and I fell in love with him, just like everybody else did who ever met him. Dan's probably best known here in L.A. for his excellent work at the Mark Taper Forum, including Stand-Up Tragedy and Bouncers, both of which were under the direction of the late, great Ron Link. Bouncers, of course, went on successfully to the Minetta Lane Theater in Manhattan. A production that Dan co-wrote with Jeremy Lawrence and starred in, titled Melody Jones, A Striptease in Two Acts, won every imaginable Los Angeles Theater Award. From 1980 through 1983, through the Mark Taper Forum, which is part of Center Theater Group, Dan performed with the Improvisational Theater Project, or ITP, in schools throughout Southern California. Coincidentally, that's where he met Doris Baisley, who penned the upcoming production of A Christmas Carol at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Dan starred in many of L.A.'s finest Equity Waiver theatrical productions, such as Twist of Fate and my personal favorite, Delirious. And just in case you don't know it, Dan was part of the enormously popular Beach Blanket Babylon in San Francisco. This past Saturday night, I just happened to be in Santa Fe visiting my dear friend Elena Warren Zachary, and we met Dan Garrity and his wonderful partner, Tom Mason Mancuso, at Del Charo for a delightful evening. We laughed and we talked and we took great pictures, and it was a high point of my visit. How very precious is this memory for me, Dan, from me and from all your many friends here in Los Angeles. We miss you. We love you. We honor you.
And that was Rebecca Gilchrist calling in from Los Angeles. Janet, tell us some of your memories, Janet Davidson, about Dan Garrity.
Well, I'm probably the newest member of Dan's fan club in this group. But I was brought back to theater, and I think in part because of Dan. We both had our television careers in Hollywood in common, And then a dear friend, Tom Romero, brought a play to me, Moonlight and Magnolias, to do at the Playhouse. And he was going to be David O. Selznick, and we were looking for Ben Hecht. And in the auditions, I met Dan. And this wonderful, deep-voiced man came in to audition. And Ben Hecht was a combination of this serious, serious reporter and this goofy guy also. And I was so concerned that this wonderful, deep voiced actor would not be able to get to the goofy part of this play. And I said, well, but he's just so wonderful, we're going to go with Dan. Well, that certainly started an amazing road of rehearsals and play. It's a wonderful thing when a director can watch somebody bring a side to themselves that you hadn't seen before. His ability to play up there with Tom and with Adam Harvey was really a joy to watch. And when it came to choreographing the kind of mock fight scene, Dan said to me, let me show you. And whenever an actor says that, I said, go for it, show me. And he choreographed the most fun, safe little fight between those three guys that brought the house down every single night, including me. I love to watch it all the time. And he was just such a joy to work with. And if that play had not gone well, then I certainly think I would have hung my hat up and said, no, I'm not going back to theater. So he'll always be that part of me. And I will always know that no matter how deep the voice is, there's that child in there that just wanted to play whenever he got the chance.
Janet Davidson. Debriana Mancini, you worked with Dan. You were part of the KSFR news team for years and years and worked with Dan in theater. Tell us some of your memories.
Well, actually, before I took my leave of absence from KSFR, Dan and I think were the two longest employees other than Bill at the news team. And as everyone has acknowledged, Dan was a consummate professional, had an enormous level of integrity. I completely respected his judgment when it came to the newsroom and working as a reporter. But more than that, he was just an astonishingly wonderful human being. And I know that at KSFR and throughout the theater community, he will be deeply missed.
We're going to hear from some other folks who called in yesterday who have, until very recently, been part of the Santa Fe community, Tom and Lori Romero.
Hi, this is Tom.
And Lori Romero.
And we're calling in from Brooklyn, New York, with some random remembrances of our dear friend Dan Garrity.
Yeah.
We were so sorry to hear the news.
Yeah, we moved to Brooklyn recently, but finished a play with Dan, one of the last ones we did in Santa Fe, Moonlight and Magnolias, and just remembering Dan's wonderful smile backstage and the energy and that voice. Oh my goodness, that great voice.
We were so happy to work with Dan in Moonlight and Magnolias, and because he has such a great sense of comic timing. And
he knows
such a knowledge.
Everything about vaudeville, he knew about movies, comedy, you name it. He was an encyclopedia, and it was wonderful to just kind of glean that information. But Dan always, I think the thing that I remember the most is every time I would get on stage and work on a production or anything with Dan, he just taught me so much. It was just amazing. I mean, he had such a gentle demeanor, even though he was very strong, you know, in how he would say things. But he was gentle and sweet and just a joy to work with every which way.
And he had that booming voice, which could sound intimidating, except for he was one of the sweetest people
in the world
known, and we're going to miss him dearly.
We are.
And that was Tom and Lori Romero were doing a special edition of the Radio Cafe today, a tribute to Dan Garrity, for those who are just tuning in, who passed away 2 days ago. And on some level, it's just unbelievable when somebody that relatively young, strong, vital, active, taking off at a new moment of his career, directing a play, getting ready to go to work, and suddenly I just keep thinking he's going to walk back in the door of the studio.
It's so shocking to when something like that happens in our lives. It just puts everything in perspective about how random life can be and how short it actually is here. And I know that a lot of people, all of us, we're all in shock. It's just not believable when that happens. And we think we're going to come in here and we just see Dan sitting in the newsroom chair, and it's just not believable when something like this happens. And I know that we're all grieving as a community in so many ways, and personally too.
Scott Harrison, director and actor and longtime part of the Santa Fe theater community, you worked with Dan as well.
I had two things about Dan that I wanted to share. I first met him several years ago. The first one's on the lighter side. He had a wonderful self-deprecating sense of humor that always seemed to make you laugh when you really needed a good laugh. And I just remember when we were working together on Our Town, one day I asked him if he'd thought about shaving his beard for the character he was playing, Dr. Gibbs. And he said if it was okay, he'd prefer to keep his facial hair because he was trying to avoid looking like Mr. Potato Head. And so how could I refuse that? And I just remember Dan's kindness, and he had this sense of adventure twinkle in his eye that he would get that I'll never forget. And whether we were working together in the theater, or whether I needed his advice as a friend, or whether my wife Lisa and I were sharing a good time and a laugh with Dan and his partner Tom, with Dan, I always felt like I was in good, safe hands and in a safe place, and I'll miss that.
Scott Harrison, we have joining us by phone. Do we have someone joining us by phone? Bill Scheer. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. I've known Dan for, just a few years, from when I showed up at KSFR with no experience, and he became one of my mentors, helping me learn how to do the news in the afternoon. As time went on, our schedules didn't overlap too often, but seeing him just always lifted my spirits. He was always just good. He gave me suggestions on inflection and emphasis. I enjoyed and was educated by his newscasts. I think he was a model for all the newsroom volunteers. And when I got the news, it seemed it wasn't credible. I couldn't believe it, and now it's just painful. Seeing so much liveliness extinguished is very sobering.
It's also just not fair, ladies and gentlemen. When we think about how much life somebody has in them, and then, with great respect to everybody who's still alive, there's a lot of people running around who don't have that much to contribute.
It's true. It does seem, it is very random. It feels very random and unfair.
Mary Charlotte, there are also parts of Dan we haven't talked about. He was a dancer. He moved like crazy. I remember he would lead like Zumba on the stage of the Santa Fe Playhouse, parts of that people don't know about. I watched Dan bond with Cindy Coulter, who teaches Zumba. What great joy he expressed through his physicality. So when we think of him as a sober-voiced news commentator, we don't know that there was just a little joyous child inside, and he did let that out. Mm-hmm. You know, Rebecca Gilchrist, who phoned in from L.A., and I had the privilege of spending Saturday night with Dan and Tom. We possibly have the last photographs of what a great time it was. Rebecca didn't mention that Dan sang to her pieces from Jacques Brel. And so I'm guessing that nobody in Santa Fe knows that Dan was a glorious voice. We plotted and planned about maybe bringing an updated version of Dear World, a somewhat failed musical, to Santa Fe. Everybody had plans with Dan moving forward. And we need to mention he was the director, and this production I'm certain will go on, of Christmas Carol. That's mm-hmm. going to open at the Santa Fe Playhouse and run during the holiday season.
Is it still going to run?
Absolutely. I know that the cast met, decided onward they would go. Probably Campbell Martin is stepping up, who was his music director for it. We want to get out and support that because mm-hmm. it was rare that Dan directed. He didn't mm-hmm. do that much on stage. I think he did one of the bench warmers last year. But this was, I suppose we could say, maybe his last gift to us that has yet to open. So this man was exceptionally larger than life.
And, you know, here we are spending an hour on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe memorializing somebody whose life is far beyond any of our knowledge. Here we are trying to say everything that there is to say about somebody which we can't possibly know, but we're giving it our best shot. We have just joining us in the studio, Vanessa Rawlings Jackson and Maurice Roives, who also, Vanessa is the newest member of the KSFR community, and both of them worked with Dan extensively in the theater community. Welcome.
Hi, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, hi.
So
you should be here, Dan. It's like a party in here, I'm telling you.
Tell us some of your memories of Dan Garrity.
Oh, too many to list. Too many. I've known Dan over 20 years, and we met in. I've known him over 20 years. We met in L.A. We did a play together, The Killing of Michael Malloy. It was great fun, and I just had lots of fun with Dan and stuff, and loved working with him. And that's it, really. I don't want to go through a whole big list of things. I mean. I have a feeling that he's somewhere around here, somewhere.
No doubt.
Watching us. Only wish he'd bring me a drink.
I first met Dan in Bristol in Pennsylvania when they did The Killing of Michael Malloy. And we just immediately... the thing about Dan was he just enveloped everybody into his family. He just loved... we had lots of guests that visited us here. And every single one of them goes away with a memory of Dan and Tom. Dan playing Farkle till the early hours.
Oh, boy.
Dan and Tom's generosity and hospitality. And, you know, he was so supportive of me joining the KSFR community. And I just feel a great lump of me just misses him. And he's just somebody that, whether it was theatre or it was radio or it was just inviting you into his home, just opened his heart. It was extraordinary on first meeting, and I think that's the way people remember Dan, the personality, the humour, the generosity of spirit, and that will be a huge loss to us all.
Yeah, and I think that's what the shock is, that because we've worked and we've been seeing him for the last 5-6 weeks since we've been here and stuff. He's such a force of energy. He buzzed all over the place. I expect him to buzz through here right now, anytime. And it wouldn't surprise me if he did, because he would do things like that.
I think the other thing about Dan was I used to call him Mr. Trivia Quizman. If you asked anything or you made a comment about something, Dan could come out with the most extraordinary facts and figures. And we would often disagree, and I would go back and I'd have to phone up and say, okay, you were right, yes, in 1987 this happened. And that was the other thing about him, his passion for the city he lived in, for the government of that city, for his country. It never ceased with Dan, and the energy was extraordinary, whether it was political or in the news or on the theatre. And you kind of got drawn into that, even if you were feeling a bit kind of, oh, here we go again. Dan would pull that energy up out of you. And I just know he's going to keep on doing that.
We're talking about Dan Garrity, and we're going to hear from another one of his friends and associates, Liam Lockhart.
This is Liam Lockhart. I've had the honor and pleasure to know Dan for a number of years. through KSFR, serving with him on the board of the Santa Fe Playhouse, and most importantly, as a friend. The spirit is eternal, and to me, Dan will always be a source of life, love, and laughter, especially the laughter. There was never an encounter that didn't end with a smile and a heart the warmer for it. One invaluable piece of advice that Dan gave me was what to say to an actor after seeing them give a particularly dreadful performance. He said, you place your hand on their shoulder, you nod your head knowingly, you look them straight in the eye, and you say, I saw what you were doing up there. What you were doing, I saw it. But this I can say with sincerity. As an actor and as a man, we were all blessed by your wonderful performance in this life, Dan. And in the words of Shakespeare, we bid you good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Liam Lockhart, in our tribute to Dan Garrity, and we've just been joined here in the KSFR studios by longtime news reporter and member of the news team, Abigail Adler.
Yeah, I've been working with Dan for 7 years in the newsroom. And I can tell you he was a great news hound. I say that with great respect, that he had his nose to the ground looking for news. And he also followed stories. He cared about what was going on. He cared about people, and he cared about letting people know what was going on behind the headlines that we run here at the news. He took responsibility, and as Vanessa has said, he had great enthusiasm, which is another thing you really need to follow a story through, and he inspired all of us with that enthusiasm. And he was very, very funny at the beginning here, the first few years at the newsroom. We would do some more lighthearted stories at the end of the news, and I remember he would hand me, sometimes he would manically type up a script, a funny script, and he'd hand it to me and say, here, you read this part. And we go on, and it was always good-natured, it was always funny. And we're still in shock and sadness at KSFR, but I was in the newsroom with him on Tuesday, the last day he came in, and one thing I can tell you I don't think anyone's mentioned is he looked great in a T-shirt. Dan always looked great. He always dressed well, and he always looked great.
He was so buff.
Pardon?
Tom Trowbridge, newest member of the KSFR news community, and you haven't been here all that long, and suddenly
I feel cheated.
Yeah?
Although I'm very glad I had the wonderful 2 months working with Dan Garrity. He was my... I told a reporter yesterday for the Journal North, he was my KSFR news mentor, and he knew what he was doing, but he expressed his ways in such a clear, concise manner, and his energy level and his thoughtfulness, and really what Abigail just said, I want a second, because he was just a tremendous person to work for. I really miss him. I'm really bummed out.
Yeah. Now, also joining us, this is a tribute to Dan Garrity, is board member Elena Ribe. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. I was fortunate to know Dan for a few months, but I feel as though I knew him forever because of the strength of his voice and the strength of his passion in communicating about what is going on in Santa Fe. His passion for community and his passion for democracy is a huge loss for all of us. I had the opportunity to share the room with him recently when we were here doing the funds drive for KSFR, and it was amazing to see his enthusiasm and how he made the pitch for the community to support the station and how he went with the energy and humor. I'm deeply saddened, and I just feel that with his passion and his voice, he will stay with us forever. Thank you.
Elena Ribe, KSFR board member. And we have joining us by phone Matt O'Reilly, former KSFR news reporter.
Well, hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for letting me call in and talk about Dan. I just wanted to say that I met Dan when I was a KSFR reporter for about 3 years, starting in 2005. And worked with Dan and Bill quite a bit. At the time, I knew absolutely nothing about reporting, and Dan was an incredible help to me, and I was always impressed by just his integrity and the way he approached things, both he and Bill, and particularly Dan, and the way he helped me with my reporting. I'm now the land use director for the city of Santa Fe, and I don't do any reporting anymore, unfortunately, but I had the opportunity to deal with a lot of journalists, and the thing about Dan was you always knew that Dan was getting down to the truth and the facts, and he was going to tell it in a way that was so fair and honest and made you understand what was going on. And we are sorely lacking that in the journalistic community here right now. And this is I often would listen to Dan on the radio in the morning wishing that his words were in print so that they would last a little bit longer because, again, the way he put things and the way he was able to explain things and research his stories are something that I just wish weren't fleeting the way they are in radio and that would stick around a little bit longer.
Matt O'Reilly, thank you so much for your kind and true words.
Thank you very much.
We also have joining us by phone Robert Knott. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. You are also a newsman and a theater guy.
Yeah, and I did not know Dan as well as almost anyone else you've had on the show, but I did know him, and we had this comic connection. You might recall a couple of years ago on a KSFR fun drive that we broke into an impromptu Martin and Lewis routine, he being Jerry Lewis, me being Dean Martin, and we often talked of putting that together in a more fuller piece to come on and help KSFR out. Of course, when Dan did Jerry Lewis, everybody thought it was adorable. When I did it, they thought it was juvenile. And I think that speaks to the fact that he had incredible dignity and integrity that made his love of old-style comedy, which I also share, a little more digestible to people like yourself. I didn't know him well, but my gut tells me, based on what I knew, that he was a genuinely good human being, and that seems like such a rare commodity in the world today that I think his loss is going to be doubly felt, and I am sure he is going to be at KSFR and the Santa Fe Playhouse forever. I will say real quickly, because I know other people want to speak who knew him better than I, that it's my understanding that A Christmas Carol is going to continue to go on, if you haven't noted that already. I think the show is going to go on with the cast. He was directing that at the Playhouse, so I think everybody should turn out for that. And thanks for having me on. I didn't want to take a lot of your time.
Robert Knott, it's wonderful having you on the Radio Cafe. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got a note from Congressional Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham, who said, "I was deeply saddened to hear of Dan Garrity's passing. Although we can no longer hear his trusted voice on our radios or witness his dazzling performances at the Santa Fe Playhouse, his memory will remain in our hearts and minds. I know I speak for countless New Mexicans when I say that my thoughts and prayers are with Dan's family, friends, and loved ones, and the entire KSFR community." We're going to also hear from another friend and colleague, Joe Day.
I'm Joe Day, and I'm a contributing reporter for the KSFR News Department. I started with KSFR when Bill Dupuy was news director and recently was working happily with Dan Garrity. I was shocked and very saddened to learn of his passing earlier this week, as we had worked well together. He was always supportive of whatever I did. His background, of course, was in drama, and his achievements in that field have been widely noted. But his work as a journalist, as the recently named news director for the station, was thoroughly professional, too. The words that come to my mind are committed, serious, and honest. And I say simply that I will miss working with Dan Garrity, a true contributor to our community.
And that was Joe Day. And I think it's when somebody that we love and know and care about passes away, all of us are sad, and it's hard to really talk about how funny they were and how fun they were to be with and all the off-color things they did and said and all the jokes they told. And sometimes the spirit becomes more somber than that person probably would have wanted. I know that, I mean, we all have to die, and when I die, I hope people dance in a nice way, because that's what I like to do, and I think all of us have that, and I'm not sure what Dan would have wanted for this memorial, but maybe some of you could just tell another story of something that you remember just loving and enjoying about the time you spent with him.
Yeah, it's always hard to come up with those things when, especially when someone passes so unexpectedly. I think there's so much shock around it, but I know. Well, you can't always say what Dan said on the air. That's beep,
or did.
Beep. Or did. Yeah, he had a terrific sense of humor, and was just such a joy to be around. There's no question, and I'm sure that comes through in some ways. And as the shock diminishes, we'll all recall that. But yeah, I can't say that on the radio.
I think part of the sadness is that we all look forward to doing something in the future with Dan, whether it was social or whether it was work. I mean, I had a play coming up next year that I just immediately said, oh, Dan will be perfect for this. What fun this will be. And I think that was in Dan's makeup, too, because he believed in bench warmers. Sometimes I don't believe in bench warmers, but he believed in bench warmers, and he really believed that if one or two pieces succeeded, then that was the future. So I think it's the future that a lot of us are also missing. It's like, how do you plug in that next Dan Garrity, that person that we're going to be missing, who has belief in other people, maybe more than I certainly did or do, and maybe I can take that on from him, is believe in people more, take that little piece.
Janet, to add what you said, I extended that invitation to Dan to audition for that play that's coming up in March that you're going to be directing. So it's still hanging out there in the universe. He didn't give us an answer.
Joining us by telephone is Karen Lee, who's actually one of the cast members of A Christmas Carol. Welcome, Karen.
Hello, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for making time. I know I don't want to take up much time. I know a lot of people thought a lot about Dan, but I just wanted to say that, as everyone knows, Dan was light and loved life. And he, I think, would want all of us to take that cue and life to the fullest. I did have a conversation with him the night before he died, after we had closed up rehearsal. And Carla Garcia was there with us, the stage manager, who has really stepped up to the plate. And, of course, Dan had one of his wonderful stories that I had actually never heard. And made us all laugh, as he did. And that, I think, is what we need to remember. And he is still here with us. And, yes, come out to the Playhouse, because he loved Christmas, and his birthday was coming up. And come out and see A Christmas Carol. And just a celebration of life. And that is what Dan would have wanted. That's all. Thanks.
Karen Lee, thank you so much for joining us during our special tribute to newsman Dan Garrity, who passed away suddenly a couple of days ago. Also joining us by phone is Elaine Pinkerton. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. I did not know Dan as well as I would have liked, but my heart sang when I heard his voice. He, to me, was not only someone I'd met at KSFR events, but a voice in the box, a box, that was so wonderful. I was glad that he was in the world. And his passing, which pulled the carpet out from under us, is a reminder of change. And I think that we're here as long as we're in the hearts and minds of those whose lives we touched. In fact, I know that. I know that to be true. So it's just a wonderful tribute. And it's a reminder to me to love and appreciate those who are in my life, and I'm glad KSFR is in mine. Thank you.
Very much so. Author Elaine Pinkerton joining us by phone. We have, he can't be here today, but we recorded the voice of wonderful KSFR newsman Charles Maynard.
Dan Garrity was one of the first people to greet me when I came to KSFR a few years ago. He was instantly likable, and as we both were actors, we formed an instant bond. Dan took me under his wing and selflessly taught me all he could about how to do radio news correctly. We spent many hours swapping showbiz stories and bemoaning the struggles of being a professional actor. Dan also had a tremendous sense of humor. He did a routine as Chester Dexter, the director of a small-town funeral home who did radio obituaries. Invariably, they were so funny, they left the listener speechless with tears of joy running down their cheeks. One of his favorite tricks was to come in and without warning do a Chester Dexter routine just before I was going to go on the air and watch with a gleam in his eye as I tried to do the news without laughing. There was another side of Dan that I will always cherish. During times when I faced serious health challenges, he was always there, always willing to help in any way he could, and always put my needs ahead of business. There will never be another Dan Garrity. The love that so many have for him will live on for eternity. God bless you, Dan. May eternal peace be yours.
And that was KSFR's own Charles Maynard, newsman and actor and author. Joining us by telephone now is United States Congressman Ben Ray Lujan. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Well, you know, I know it's a sad day for all. I'll tell you, yesterday or the day before when I was chatting with my team as well, And I just received the just saddening news. My jaw dropped, and you know, all those memories of the interviews with Dan and all the conversations I had with him, his advocacy, his love, his passion. You know, it just all those feelings just came back. But I'll tell you, he's going to be missed by so many. And those morning calls that I was so honored to have with him, I'm just going to miss so very much.
Thank you so much for your kind words about Dan Garrity during our special hour here honoring the life of Dan Garrity. And we have the special privilege of actually hearing some words of Dan Garrity himself. I don't know who came up with this, but somebody found a recording that Dan had made about his life and work. So let's hear Dan's own mellifluous voice.
My name is Dan Garrity. This is my fifth year of affiliation with KSFR, and I have a confession to make. I love my job. I'm in the newsroom with news director Bill Dupuy well before dawn each day. That's when we begin the day's task of researching and developing those stories of and for New Mexico we think we need to share with you. To that end, we speak regularly with city leaders, state office holders, business leaders, and our community at large. For me, it's both a pleasure and a responsibility. Like all of my newsroom colleagues, we strive to deliver news of our city and state, adhering to the journalistic principles of objectivity and accuracy. The job is made all the more rewarding when we hear from listeners that we've provided them with something of value, something that perhaps brings a local story into focus or perspective. That's our mission here at KSFR, and it's my proud privilege to share whatever news of importance we can with our entire listening audience in and around Santa Fe. On a personal note, I extend my thanks for the daily opportunity to speak with you, and all of us here at KSFR hope that we may continue to do so for a long, long time.
Dan Garrity's voice himself during this special tribute hour to Dan Garrity, and Suzanne Lederer joins us by phone.
Hi there, Mary Charlotte. I just wanted to say that Dan Garrity was one of my most favorite people here in Santa Fe, and I feel blessed to have known him. I directed him in one of his own plays several years ago, and he had an amazingly facile mind as an actor. He was a delightful person, and one of the things I also wanted to mention about him, besides being an amazing showman, was his excellent choice of companion. When one has a very good friend, such as I did in Dan, to know that he was being cared for and loved by an artist as wonderful as Tom Mason Mancuso, it really proved that Dan had excellent taste, not only professionally, as a theater person, as a movie person, television, radio personality, but also as a human being. He and Tom were just a perfect couple and always wonderful to be around. The playwright Ben Hecht once said, "When I die, if I go to heaven, I would not be unhappy if it were populated by actors." And this is exactly how I feel about Dan. I hope that when it's time for me to go, I'll be able to see him immediately, because I'm sure right now he's up there with all of the best. Thank you so much for this time.
Suzanne Lederer, actor, director, and playwright. And it's just about time to go. I want to thank everybody who's been here. A lot of Kleenex has been used. A lot of love is in this room, and a lot of love will be here for Dan Garrity in the many days, weeks, and years to come. We want to send a special wish of condolence and love to his partner, Tom Mason Mancuso. And I want to thank everybody who was on the air today, Debriana Mancini, Janet Davidson, Elena Warren, Zachary, Scott Harrison, Ron Bloomberg, Maurice Roeves, Vanessa Rawlings-Jackson, Abigail Adler, Elena Rebe, Congressman Ben Ray Lujan. I can't even name them all, but I want to thank you all so much for being here during this special edition of the Radio Cafe.